Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Chof Vov, the 26th Psalm of Tehillim. This is a Mizmor which some parts are familiar, but it's actually a little bit of a strange Mizmor in the request that David HaMelech makes. It's a request which maybe has its place, but most of the time doesn't actually have its place. Let's examine it together. In overview and structure, this consists of 12 psukim, but there's really only one main section. The first pasuk is introduction, which is LeDavid to David. Shofteni Hashem ki ani besumi olachti, judge me Hashem because I walked in my innocence. Uva Hashem botachti lo emod, and I trust in Hashem, I will not falter. And the end is Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Beis, in which again he reiterates the chatima, the closing is Me'en Apticha. This is very similar to the introduction. Va'ani besumi olachti elech podeni v'chaneni, because I walked in my innocence. Redeem me and have grace on me. Ragliam dobi mishor b'makelim avarech Hashem. My feet stood in the even places, and I will bless Hashem in the large assemblies. So there seems to be that's the framing of it, and in the middle we have the main body of the mizmor. What is the theme of this mizmor? So there's two very different ways of looking at this mizmor as a whole. Theme number one could be divine justice. The mishorer, the narrator, is turning to Hashem and beseeching him to follow justice, to exact retribution against the evildoers. Evildoers are mentioned numerous times in this mizmor in many different terms. It almost sounds very similar in language and in tone to Mizmor Aleph, the first of the Psalms of the Book of Tehillim, in which the Meshorer there, David, when he turns to Hashem, talks about how Hashem will exact justice from the evildoers. Here it's more intense in that he's now actually turning directly to Hashem, saying, Hashem, there's so many bad people, and those bad people are my enemies. They're seeking my downfall. Make sure to rid the world of them. That's what seems to be one theme. But there's a different way of looking at this. And maybe, in fact, this mizmor is not asking at all about getting rid of bad people. It's not referring to the Rishayim. They are not the focus. They are actually perhaps the byproduct of this mizmor. Rather, this mizmor is about self-perfection. This is about an individual who's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm working so hard on myself. I'm working so hard to make sure that I am not only doing the right thing, but I'm intellectually honest. I'm pursuing the right goals in life. Hashem, because that is my goal, please make sure that I'm not going to be among those who are evil, among those who are hypocrites, among those who are murderers. This is now a perspective of a person who is seeking perfection. And therefore the Rishayim are perhaps an ancillary description of who he prefers not to be. The Malbim suggests this approach. The Da'at Mikra suggests this approach, which is the idea of self-perfection. In terms of events behind this mizmor, there is a very curious Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And this is a rather terrifying Gemara because it takes the second pasuk in this mizmor to a great length. The pasuk in this mizmor is, B'choneini Hashem v'naseini. Hashem, test me. Give me a test, Hashem. The Gemara says the following, quoting in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav, and the Gemara says, L'olam, forever, at all times. Al yovi adam atzmoi lidei sayon. A person should never ask for tests. Ki sharei, because David Melech Yisrael hevi atzmoi lidei nisayon. David requested a test, v'nichshal, and didn't work out. He did not succeed. What happened? He said to Hashem, Man, why is it that we say in our prayers Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? We ask in the names of the patriarchs. David, and we don't say the gods of David, meaning have I not reached the level of perfection of the forefathers? So Hashem says, no. Hashem said, Inhu minasu, they were tested. V'at lo minases, you weren't tested. So David says, quoting our pasuk in Tehillim, Bochaneni Hashem v'naseini, Hashem test me. And because that, the Gemara continues to say, that's when, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged the circumstance where he witnessed, looking down on his roof, he saw a married woman by the name of Bathsheba. And that whole incident, which really in a certain sense was a turning point, an inflection point in David HaMelech's life, which shaped the rest of his life. He suffered so terribly because of his actions through his children, through his family. There afterwards, it shaped the rest of his life, was because he asked for a Nisayan. And once, when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva of Neri Yisrael, I once went over to Rav Moshe Eisenman, and I asked him, Why is it every morning we ask Hashem, V'loli dei nisayon, Hashem, please don't bring us to a test. Surely a test is a place which shows our mettle. It's the place where it demonstrates who we really are. Why are we asking Hashem to avoid pressure? Why are we asking for the root of least amount of pressure? So he explained, he said, look, he said he once remembers when he was a Talmud in the Yeshiva Gateshead, where Rav Dessler was serving as the Mashkiach, and he said he asked Rav Dessler the following question. Sometimes a person feels that it's easier to daven when they're in an environment with a minyan where there's people around them davening in the same pace and direction as them. It's harder to daven sometimes for many people alone because they can drift. There's no form. There's no expectation. So this Talmud asked Rav Dessler, perhaps I should specifically daven b'yichidus alone in order to make that more difficult for myself to overcome, to supersede that circumstance. And Rav Dessler said the response to the same question which I had asked Rav Eisenman, and really essentially this Gemara is focusing on, and that is, we don't ask for tests. Tests come along without us asking them. And the longer life goes, the bigger the tests, and the more frequent they come. And those are the opportunities that Hashem has chosen for us to be tested. But we don't opt in to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're so good that we deserve a test. And that perhaps is David HaMelech's mistake over here. And what's fascinating is it's still included in Tehillim. There still are times where this idea of purity, of a person who's seeking purity, does have a place, because otherwise it would be excluded from Tehillim. But what the Gemara is saying is, be extremely, extremely careful. It's not the kind of thing one wants to jump into. Does this appear in our tefillah, in our davening? It turns out that the whole mizmor does not appear in its one unit in davening, but a few psukim appear in different places. So, for example, pasuk vav, erchatz b'nikayon kapoy v'asovevo es mizbacha cho Hashem, I'll wash my hands in innocence and walk around your altar, O Lord. That is used in describing the Hoshanas. When we walk around the bima on Sukkos, is described based on this pasuk. Pasuk Ches is another example. Hashem, ohavti ma'on beisecha u'makom mishkan kvodecha. O Lord, I love your temple abode and your dwelling place of your glory. That is something we say every morning in Matovu Alecha Yaakov, which is the beginning of the davening service. One pasuk just in the spotlight over here, and that is the pasuk that we spent a little bit of time on before. The pasuk is V'chaneni Hashem v'naseini. Test me, Hashem, and test me. Now, the way that's translated is probe me and try me in the JPS translation. But, you know, technically speaking, what does that mean? What's the difference between a bechina and a nisayon? What exactly is going on over here? It's nice, fancy English words, but what does it actually technically mean? The Malbim has actually two pirushim on all the Sefer Tanakh. One is his explanation of the concepts, and one is the Be'er HaMilot, where he explains actually what the words mean. In his explanation of the words over here, he always explains that there's no word which is tautological. There's no repetition over here. There's a very significant reason for each word. And he explains the difference between a bechina and a nisayon. A bechina is where a person, let's say, wants to know, where a person is deciding whether something is pure or not. When a person wants to see, is this silver, is this gold, is it pure, is it not pure? Are there sigim, is there dross in it, or is there not? That's what's called a bechina. A nisayon is not that. A nisayon is where a person has already ascertained that this is silver, this is gold. The question is what are the properties of it? What could one do with this? How malleable is it? How fast does it tarnish? Those ideas is what's called a nisayon. And David HaMelech was asking for both. What's fascinating is one is to actually work out, is there impurity? And the other one is what is the pure material capable of? And David HaMelech was asking for both of those. These are two different dimensions in our lives where we test and ask ourselves, are there things which need to be excluded? Are there things which need to be included? And with those things which are pure in our lives, what does it allow us to do? These are the different questions which David HaMelech was asking of himself and putting that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll close just the last pasuk, which is last pasuk in the focus, which is Ragli Amda B'Mishar, my feet stand on the even place. The Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, wrote in his Halachic Compendium, on Orach Chaim, he says a very fascinating insight, and he says that at the end of time, we're at the end of history of the Ikvas de Mashiach, which means the footsteps of Mashiach, and he says the end of time is compared to walking the feet of the we'll call it the era of humankind. We're at the very bottom, and therefore it's where we walk, what we stand for, what we run to, what we run from, which defines who we are specifically in this generation. And what passion do we have? What do we run to? What do we run from? What do we stop ourselves going to? Let's say, as an example, he's talking in Hilchos Shabbos, Im Toshuv Mashabbos Raglecha, the way we stand on Shabbos, what we walk to, what we're involved with. These are very fundamental in actual self-definition at the end of time, which is why the Mizmor closes with this assurance, Ragli Omda B'Mishar. My feet stood on the even places. I made decisions as where I would be and where I would not be in life. A question which resonates with us throughout the rest of our lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful night.